Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. So good to have you along for the conversation. Weekly, we take time out to talk to our friends at Sparrow to talk about your health and your well-being. And listen to me. If you ever miss anything, go to the brand new website, stevegruber.com. You can go to the podcast. You can find out all these health informational segments are there for you. You can go back and you can find out about all the things we've talked about when it comes to Sparrow and your good health, because it's important to me that you're healthy come tomorrow. So that's why we talk to the folks at the Sparrow Health Centers and so forth. Tom Brez here is the Chief Information Officer, Chief Administrative Officer for the Sparrow Health System. Tom, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Steve. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. You've been part of the team for how long?
I've been with Sparrow a little over 11 years now.
So I guess you're going to stick it out for a while then. You're going to be here, which is good news.
I'm fortunate to serve in the roles I do and to have a part in the community.
You know, what I've noticed about Sparrow, and I was born at Sparrow Hospital, as people know, and then I routinely visit back just to check out the emergency room to make sure it's working properly after I stub my toe here and there. So I've had a lot of interaction with Sparrow, and of course, it's part of the community. It really is. And when you're part of the Sparrow family, that's really what it is, and that's why I asked you how long you'd been there, because when I go to Sparrow, whether I walk through the ER doors or I'm there for some other reason or test or diagnostic, whatever it is, I just feel like I'm there as part of a family. Does that make sense?
It does, and that's really great to hear you say that, because it's certainly something that we aim for, being locally owned, community governed in the mid-Michigan area. That's certainly our aim, is that you feel a part of family when
sure.
You're here, and so that's definitely the reasons I referenced it the way I did.
Sure, locally owned for sure, but what Sparrow is getting a reputation for is healthcare that is of, you know, world renowned. I mean, every place you go, Sparrow wins this award, Sparrow wins that award. You know, you're tied in with important people, whether it's, you know, the Mayo Clinic or Mott Children's Hospital at the University of Michigan, tied into these key partnerships. And now I understand Sparrow receiving more major recognition for its use of technology to improve patient care. What can you tell me about that?
Sure. The most recent recognition that we received is something called the Most Wired Award, which that, along with some other recognition we've received from the HIMSS organization, Health Information Management Systems Society, really puts Sparrow, we're in like the top 2% of hospitals in the country in terms of our utilization of information technology. And we don't, I appreciate you mentioning all the recognition, we don't seek that for recognition itself, but it is helpful for us to understand how do we measure up relative to the rest of the country. We want to bring, as you just mentioned, world-class healthcare to mid-Michigan, and so by participating in some of these recognition things, it helps us understand how we're measuring up. And in the area of technology, this is just the latest confirmation that we're doing really well.
Sure. Now, if I understand correctly, Tom, you worked for a number of years for IBM. And you've been in the high tech part of the world for a number of years. And so let me ask you this: I know that it's true in patient care. When you look at diagnostics, when you look at surgical techniques, you look at all these different things where technology is really a big part of the story, moving us forward. Whether it's early detection of serious illness or how to treat those illnesses, but when it comes to making sure that you have patient care and information back and forth, technology has come a long way there as well, hasn't it?
It has, and the healthcare industry hasn't always been on the forefront of information technology, but the industry as a whole has made tremendous strides in recent years, and we at Sparrow knew a few years back, when I joined our board and our leadership team, recognized that we needed information technology to be a competitive advantage for Sparrow, for us to be able to deliver on that mission of providing, world-class care for the community of mid-Michigan. And so those investments are paying off. The other thing that has become, you know, more obvious or well-known, I guess, to people is that you mentioned the diagnostic part of technology, but
sure,
also just having information technology that allows patients to be more engaged in the care process, that helps patients understand the care that they're receiving and be more connected to it, that leads to better outcomes, better results, and certainly increased patient satisfaction. And so, those are some of the more recent investments that we've
sure
made, is to be able to provide that for patients.
Tom Brez with us, the Chief Information Officer and Chief Administrative Officer for the Sparrow Health System. And I think, Tom, you touched on something important there, and that is patients becoming more active with their own health care because nobody knows their own body and what they're facing better than themselves. So when you talk about the information that's available, it almost becomes interactive because, as a whole, society is better educated. You don't just go to the doctor and say, hey, doc, fix me up. You say, hey, doc, I've got this, and I saw online, here's some things to consider and some different things that have gone on. So this technology can really lend a hand for better health care because of the information the patient can share with the doctor and the doctor can share back with the patient, correct?
That's exactly right, Stephen. The capability that we've implemented at Sparrow that accomplishes that the most is something called our My Sparrow Patient Portal. We're up to over 120,000 patients in mid-Michigan now that have My Sparrow accounts. And the My Sparrow app, you can get it on an Android or iOS device. You can also get to My Sparrow via a website, and patients love it. We get great feedback on it because of some of the things you just mentioned, that it allows patients to see their entire record, to understand better the medications that they're on, the treatments that they're receiving. They can exchange messages with their provider, so we're able to respond to questions and information requests from patients. They can see their lab results and a number of other things.
They become active participants in their own healthcare, which I think is extremely important because instead of, like I said, being a passive, like a passenger, you're actually getting involved and saying, well, did you think about this doctor or here's something else? Or even looking at your records going, oh, I'd forgotten about this back here. Tom Brez, Chief Information Officer, Sparrow Health System. If people are listening right now and they want to find out more right now, what do they do?
Go to sparrow.org. And look for My Sparrow, and you can get an account there. And there's other information about technology that's available to patients in the community.
Tom, it's been a real pleasure, and technology being so important to make all of us healthier. And I truly appreciate you taking the time. Tom Brez is the Chief Information Officer, the Chief Administrative Officer at Sparrow Health Systems. Again, go to sparrow.org, and you can find out more. Tom, thank you so much.
Good to be with you. Thank you, Steve.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Can you-